Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. We're celebrating the 21st anniversary. Steve Martin on the Small Business Advocate Show. He was an original founding member of our Brain Trust folks. Way back in the beginning, he literally was one of a couple of, maybe a dozen or so, original founding members of our Brain Trust. Hey, Steve Martin, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you, Jim, and happy anniversary to you. Remarkable to make it two decades. I know you have that wonderful combination of brilliance and tenacity.
Well, it's a whole lot of hard-headedness and not knowing how to stop. That'll help you if you want to persevere. Just don't know how to stop. You know, it's sort of like you know, buy a car with no brakes and you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, thank you for. I mean, the idea that you would be loyal and dedicated and supportive of us. Your commitment to small businesses is just awesome, and because I know it's not you've done this not just because of my sterling personality. I know what you want to do. I've seen what you do with SCORE. I've seen what you've done over the years and putting yourself out there to help people. And so I just want to congratulate you on your servant leadership, and thank you for that, and thank you for 21 great years.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know, we share that common goal of helping people through entrepreneurship.
It's important. It's important work.
It's a wonderful
thing. I mean, helping America's entrepreneurs, helping the world's entrepreneurs, because there are people listening all over the world. There are people who want a piece of the entrepreneurial dream. And anything we can say, I mean, hopefully there's just one thing that they'll take away. And in fact, by the way, folks, No, you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm Jim Blasingame. Steve Martin's our guest. ProfitPro.us is his website. Steve, you use the word constants. We can also say fundamentals. There are things. Let's identify the things that are constant. With all the changes going on, and they are, no generation has seen as many true, and I mean the true definition of the word, no generation has seen as many paradigm shifts as those living today, have they?
No, this has been unprecedented, obviously, in the history of mankind, and we're still sorting it out.
But still, there are constants. Still, there are fundamentals that have not changed, that won't change. Let's identify some of those. What's a good list for you?
Well, a good list for me starts with who we are and what we value as individuals. And, of course, we value being appreciated and understood for who we are. We appreciate and value the ability to take care of ourselves and our families, and typically that's through jobs and commerce and business. Mm-hmm. Many of us value independence, we value our ethics for the most part. So those are fundamentals in individual basis. And then the fundamentals of the constants in business are the fact that we have to make a profit. We have to drive cash flow. And we need customers. We need that source of revenue, which means then that we have to be solving a problem or addressing a need for those customers. And the other major constant that tends to get lost is that our customers are going to buy from people that they know, like, and trust. And the Internet may have changed the way we communicate, but it doesn't change those fundamentals.
We're still dealing with humans, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
That was something Chip Bell and I talked about in the last segment, is the fact that, as I remind people, Amazon can sell you 143 back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back. And sometimes people need to have you help them scratch their back.
Well, that's exactly right. And, if we're making a buying decision, we want to trust that whoever's selling
it is someone
trust. That we at least can Yes. And, you know, that's one of the challenges I'm seeing with people in general, but particularly the new generation. They're so used to seeing things on an electronic screen that they have no concept of how to create trust in an e-commerce world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that comes down to allowing the customer to understand who you are. What's your story?
Mm-hmm.
Why should I buy from you? Why would I value doing business with you? It's not just a commercial transaction. It's quite often driven by that subliminal or overt emotional connection with who you are as the business and the customer.
Well, and this is something that we have to keep getting across to people, is the eye contact, the human interaction. The one thing that's not going to change as we race hell-bent for light speed into the digital age, the one thing that is not going to change is the fact that the people that the occupants of that new age are still going to be as analog humans as Moses was, or as Archimedes was, or as Thomas Jefferson was. We're still the same human DNA analog beings that they were, and we will be 100 years from now when there's almost nothing left of the analog world. What do you think, Steve? Last thoughts as we go to a break.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. Yeah. And being able to communicate that reality of who we are and relate to our customers in a human fashion is going to differentiate success from failure.
These are the constants, folks. Steve gave you a wonderful list of the constants. I don't care what generation you are. I don't care what you do for a living, what your business does or sells. These are the constants. When we come back, we want to talk about the constant of funding growth.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.